Winifred gazed at the kindly old face. It had a wrinkly smile, small square spectacles perched on the end of its nose, and drooping whiskers which gave it a homely look.
By the fur, she seems to be watching us. I wonder who she was.
Cornflower instinctively knew.
That's old Abbas Germain, the designer of Redwall. I'm sure of it. She looks so peaceful and gentle sitting there.
Formal brushed dusty earth from the base of the statue.
Look at yer,
he called. In the flickering torchlights, Cornflower stooped to read the inscription carved on the base plinth.
Germain, first abbess of Redwall. I came from home to find a home. The seasons were good to me. Here I will rest with the little folk.
Winifred nodded in admiration.
That's how it should be. She looks a nice old cove, sitting there with her specs and her book.
Formal mounted the base and ran heavy expert paws over the statue.
Creature who carven this and were a maester, mark my word. It be a good piece of work.
Yes, indeed,
Cornflower agreed.
Look, there's even a little stone ant crawling up the pages of the book. But what are we supposed to be looking for?
Winifred shrugged.
Blowed if I know. Seems we've gone to a lot of trouble just to find a wonderfully carved statue. Very nice, but not much help.
They began searching the chamber carefully, from earthen floor to stone ceiling, checking each stone in the walls without success.
Oh,
Cornflower yawned.
I think we'd better leave it for tonight and come here again tomorrow. It must be late night now. Come on, baby Rollo, or we'll miss supper. Come down here, you little terror.
The infant Bankvoll had climbed up on the statue. He was sitting on the knee of the abbess, alongside the stone book she held in her lap. Winifred went after him. He tried to wriggle away, but she caught him and lifted him off the statue's lap. As she did, Rollo grabbed at the replica of the tiny stone ant crawling upon the open pages of the book. Much to Winifred's annoyance, it came away in his paw.
Naughty Rollo! Oh, you little scalawag! You've broken the lovely statue!
Rollo held the stone ant up to show Winifred that he had not broken it. There was a copper pin beneath it, which had been holding it in place upon a small hole drilled in the stone pages.
Not broke, Win. Look!
Mindy, missus!
The team mole gaffer pawed Cornflower swiftly to one side and threw himself flat at the foot of the statue. When baby Rollo had picked up the stone ant on the copper pin, something happened to the book, which lay sloping downward from the lap of the Abbess Germain. The pages of the book, which looked for all the world like a solid slab, cunningly carved to represent a block of pages, slipped. A thin section slid out from the block and fell towards the floor. Luckily, Gaffer had noticed it beginning to move, and the fragile tablet of stone landed on his soft, furred back as he lay beneath the statue. Fortunately, it was not damaged. Patting him gratefully on the head, Cornflower reverently picked up the delicate tablet in both paws.
Well saved, Gaffer. This is what we were looking for. Who would have thought it? A stone page from a stone book, covered in writing, too.